USA News. I'm John Schaefer. On the 18th day of conflict between Israel and Hamas, efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas continue. Following the humanitarian release of two elderly Israeli women by the militant group, intensive talks are reportedly underway. In response, Israel has agreed to postpone a potential ground invasion, aligning with international efforts to free over 200 captives held in Gaza. After being nominated for Speaker, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is withdrawing from the race. The Minnesota Republican was unable to garner sufficient support within his own party, facing opposition from over two dozen Republicans for the Speaker's position. Former President Trump also voiced his disapproval of Emmer's nomination on Truth Social, deeming it a serious misstep if he were to become Speaker. A contingent of Senate Republicans is calling on President Biden to expand the construction of the border wall, a move supported by sheriffs in South Texas.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath, and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
Zapata County Sheriff Ray Del Bosque contends the wall would reduce incidents of individuals entering and evading capture, a concern for residents of Texas ranches. Jenna Ellis, a former campaign lawyer for ex-President Trump, has entered a plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Facing two felony counts, she pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting false statements and writings. Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro pleaded guilty last week, and Scott Hall, a bail bondsman, pleaded guilty last month. President Biden is handing out national medals to outstanding achievers in the field of science and technology at the White House.
The greatness of a country is measured not only by the size of its economy, it's the strength of a nation is also measured by its boldness, of its science, quality, of its research.
He emphasized his administration's dedication to making America a hub for groundbreaking scientific advancements. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Elon Musk has expressed the belief that a potential World War III is possible. In a discussion on his social media platform, X, the billionaire pointed to the conflicts between Israel and Hamas, as well as Russia's ongoing involvement in Ukraine, as factors contributing to the concern. Musk suggested the importance of reestablishing normal relations with Russia. He had previously mentioned a proposal to end the war, which involved allowing Russia to take control of substantial portions of Ukraine. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers, characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates, being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September. That is as reported by Fitch Ratings. This delinquency rate is the highest recorded in Fitch's data, spanning nearly 30 years. The oldest dog ever has passed away.
Bobby, who lived to be over 31 years old, died last week at an animal hospital in Portugal. He was officially recognized as the oldest dog ever in February, 2 weeks after a 23-year-old Chihuahua tried to stake claim at that title. That dog, named Spike, is now the oldest living dog. I'm Corey Myers.
And the NBA regular season kicks off tonight with a doubleheader. The defending NBA champion Nuggets, led by Nikola Jokic, face off against LeBron James and the LA Lakers. In the nightcap, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors take on the Phoenix Suns. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.